till I cross the narrow sea. There are heights of joy that I may not reach till I rest in peace with Thee. Draw me nearer, 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 blessed Lord, to the cross where Thou hast died. Draw me nearer, 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 blessed Lord, to As we sang the song, I was thinking that I don't remember singing this song from the hymn book except for once. At our church, we sing this song, or have sung it over the years, so frequently, and we sing it with our eyes closed, and we sing one verse, maybe the third verse, first verse, second verse. I don't even know the fourth verse. We don't sing that one much. I remember that time when I was a boy. We had a different hymn book, and we've had this one since 1969. So we sang it, and I said, well, what is that? You know, I asked about the last verse in my mind. I tried to figure it out. But we often sang the other verses, and we sing it as a heartfelt prayer. Lord, draw me nearer to your cross, your precious bleeding side. And you know, I believe that when we do draw near to him, he comes to us, as we read in James 4, and he works in us, he cleanses us. Our hearts need to be purified, and then we draw near to him, and he comes to us, just as he said. I've often been told, I wasn't born yet, but I've often been told that that was the first text used here at a meeting. James 4:8, on July 13th, oh, we're getting there, 1946. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. So this is the cry of our hearts, but we know that it is his heart's desire before it is ours. Praise the Lord. Lord, help us to draw near, but we count on your drawing. Draw me nearer, Lord. And we pray for the whole camp tonight. We pray for our campers. Draw them nearer to you. Tonight, let them sense your presence. Let them hear your call. Work, Lord, among them as you love to. You want to just win their hearts. And I thank you for the moving of your spirit. I thank you for what you're doing, as we've gotten some reports right from the start, Lord. You have been touching lives, speaking to hearts. Thank you, Lord. And now we pray that this evening, if they're having a meeting, or I think it is the group devotions, Lord, just bless those counselors as they share Christ with their campers, and bless each camper, and let them sense your presence and feel your love and hear your voice and respond to that call, dear Lord, I pray. Tonight, we ask you to do something very wonderful and special among all our children. We know you love the children, and we know you are able to touch their hearts and draw them so that they'll have a good start, Lord. We pray that they shall learn to love you with all their hearts and live for you all their days. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And draw us all closer to you. Amen. So now let's sing our chorus from this morning, okay? For thou art great. If you need the words, Psalm 86, verse 10.
For thou art great and doest wondrous things. Thou art God alone. Teach me thy way, O Lord. I will walk in thy truth. Unite my heart to fear thy name. And I will praise thee, O Lord my God, with all my heart. and I will glorify thy name forevermore.
Revelation 15, there's a song being sung in heaven. They sing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, "Great and marvelous are thy works, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are thy ways, thou King of saints. Who shall not fear thee and glorify thy name? For thou only art holy, for all nations shall come before thee and worship," right? "For thy judgments, for all nations shall come and worship before thee. For thy judgments are made manifest." Now, once more on that chorus. "For thou art great and doest wondrous things. Thou art God alone. Teach me thy way, O Lord. I will walk in thy truth. Unite my heart to fear thy name. And I will praise thee, O Lord my God, with all my heart. And I will glorify thy name forevermore." Now, which phrase from that psalm were we honing in on this morning? Anybody? Okay, it's hard to remember after a long day's work, right? Unite. Just one phrase. Unite my heart to fear thy name. Let my heart be entirely set upon God. So we were thinking about that this morning because we had the Spurgeon reading about how our hearts should be wholly His, so that we will be faithful in our service, no matter what it is. And we talked about God giving us a place to fill for Him. He is preparing us and equipping us to fill our place for Him. And He wants us to be wholly His, our hearts to be His alone. And so let's sing together one more song about that. I've been waiting to sing. True-hearted, wholehearted, faithful, and loyal. From the hymn books 418, I believe. 418. Let's stand as we sing.
True-hearted, wholehearted, faithful, and loyal King.